A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, and this is Live Talk on Monday, January 9th, 2017. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe national team. The Warriors rode to Gabon for the 2017 African Nations Cup.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.boazimbabwe.com, www.boashona.com and www.boindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Warriors' road to Gabon.
Zimbabwe's preparations ahead of the Africa Cup of Nations were initially thrown into chaos by raw over-accommodation and financial issues. However, after the two parties reached an agreement, things now seem to be back on track, and Zimbabwe is set to play Cameroon tomorrow in an international friendly match.
Zimbabwe's first competitive match of the 14th January to 5 February tournament in Gabon is against Algeria on the 15th of January. They will also face Tunisia and Senegal in Group B that some have actually dubbed the Group of Death, Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila otitinge tichitarisa neze gadziro yema kwikwi eku African Nations Cup yema Warriors. Wongu, vakawanda manga muchitera munoze wote zvinhu zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Mazuva apera vatambi vachimboramba kutamba vachitivo havana kupuwa mari dzavo neZIFA. ZIFA ichitivo iri kuedza nepainogona kuti inge ichitsvaga mari asi zvanga zvichinetsa. Asi vakomana vakazosimuka zvavo vakananga kuCameroon uko kwavari kuenda kutamba mutambo wekuedzana masimba. Mangwana nechikota cheCameroon. Nekudaro tinoda kuti tinzwewo kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti muri kuona sei gadziro yema Warriors yekuenda kuGabon. Uye kuGabon kwacho munoona here vachibudirira sezvakatarisirwa nevakawanda vari kuti aiwa Zimbabwe inogona kunge isiri kunyatso prepare hayo zvakanaka asi talent rinenge riripo vachitarisa vatambi wakaita sana Knowledge Musona vana Kama Billiard nevamwe Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke Blessing asizwile kuti bekuhlupa khona ngale ke kuma Warriors kakhulu kakhulu bacine nje bafana bengasasuki ngesikhathi besiya khona ngale Cameroon lapho kukhangelwe khona ukuthi kusasa badlala ke le Cameroon khona ngale kule Cameroon kuzobuya ke okunye okuhluphayo ukuthi ama players lapha kade befuna imali ethize $5,000 per person ukuthi baye khona ngale AFCON ukuthi kubizwe ukuthiwa appearance fee khonokho ke kade bekufuna. Kuzobuya ke okunye akade bekufuna Blessing i-allowance phela iyafunakala esikhwameni la awusozipho ngikhahlela ibhoru ngela lutho so befuna abafana $200 i-appearance khonaphana. Kuzobuya nokunye nje ukuthi nxa besuka ekhaya besiya khona ngale batshiyele abantu babo batshiyele ingane omomngabo into ezinjalo. So ke Zimbabwe esesikubonile ukuthi soke inhlala yenza ukuthi Zimbabwe vele kuyahlupha kunjalo futhi
Of course Gibbs the holders at the moment that's Ivory Coast and of course Egypt has won it a record six times and the top goal scorer remains Samuel Eto'o of Cameroon with 18 goals and of course there are teams that have never qualified for the African Nations Cup and these are Burundi, Central African Republic, Chad, Comoros, Djibouti, Eritrea, Gambia, Lesotho, Madagascar, Mauritania, Sao Tome and Principe, Seychelles, Somalia, South Sudan, and Swaziland. Luckily, Zimbabwe has qualified. I think this is for the third time There are some teams that have never qualified yet. We have our first guest, Gibbs. That is former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper, Muzondiwa Mugadza, now based in the UK. Lezi Muzo, that's what Charles Mabika liked to call him. Muzondiwa, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Happy
Year.
Too, man.
Now, of course, it's that time again, Muzondiwa. I think you have been following the chaos that was characterizing the Warriors' preparations for the 2017 edition of the African Nations Cup. What is your take on this? Is this something new, or this is what you've now expecting? You are. This is something that you now expect to be happening. I understand when you were still playing, you still had your own problems with Zifa.
Oh yes, I think it's everyone who is following this story with interest. There's nothing new, to be honest. It's something that is, you know, keeps reoccurring. So it's unfortunate. I mean, we're going to a big tournament, and we are finding ourselves mangled in all this, in this mess.
So we have now normalized the abnormal. It's something that we now expect. Though it should not be like that. And stay on the line, Muzondiwa. We want to introduce our second guest. That is Momoyo, sports analyst and also former Premier Soccer League player for Kepsa and Baimo. Mo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
So, Mo, you've been following what the Warriors, before that, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Mo, eh? And I won't say a lot about Arsenal. So let's proceed to other things. Arsenal and your birthday. We're not talking about that today. So, and happy birthday, eh? So now, you've been following what is happening in the Warriors' camp. Give us your take on that.
That is very normal. There is nothing new there. It happens every time. So I don't see why we should make a fuss about that. It's not a story.
And the demands. That, yes, the demands by the players. Eh?
The demands by the players are justified. It's not like these players that they've been playing for the national team for quite a while. And they've been through these promises before. So it's not anything new. They're just trying to take advantage of the situation and make sure that they also get something out of it. They will never get all the money for that. But they will get something from this. This is the only chance they can be able to push this to act. So the demands are very justified. And I think they put up a gallant fight. I just hope they're going to get something out of that.
And back to you, Muzondiwa, this does not only seem to be a problem that Zimbabwe is facing. We've had similar clashes between the associations and the players in Cameroon. It happened in Nigeria, even Argentina. We hear that at times Lionel Messi ends up bailing the national team. What is the problem with the soccer administration?
It's I'll probably go back to, you know, a few years ago. I think George Weah did mention something along the lines of, you know, football administrators in Africa. They want to see, you know, a football player probably, you know, walking or jumping on a bike more than driving. If you drive an expensive car in Africa as a football player, you know, there are questions that are raised. And it's more of, you know, the support that is lacking from the administrators themselves, because if these guys are asking, they're not asking for a million each. They're asking for, like what Moore is saying, what they're asking for is justified. And they're going to a big tournament. Money is, as much as it can be motivating, but they need it, you know, for later stages. Because our careers, to be honest, they're not, you know, they're short. You have to make the most of it while you can. And, you know, I don't know what's wrong with football administrators, especially in Africa, which it's, I think it's maybe they're consumed by greed. I don't know, but there is something that is wrong there.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, mbweke isikhulume ngesindebele kulapho ke mzondi womgatsa. So wena ubona njani nqa ukuxoxozela kunje? Pho ke abafana badlala njani khona kana?
Ayi kuyi problem lokho because lawa majaha abafuzi behambe bethabini kulokuthakaza emhlizweni zabo. Nqa ukuthi bahamba manje kule problem enjengale. Ayi kuyadamisa ebantwini bonke abalandeli bebhola. But okuthakazisa kakhulu ngokuthi ngilandele istory lesi laba abalandele ibhora khathi bayasupport ukuthi abafana barayithi ngokuthi befuna imali lesi.
Kodwa ubona ngizani kuyaphumani pho nxa ukuthi bangahamba bengani abadabanga la wawukhona phela udlala kudala kuyawesokunjani xa sokunjani?
Into khona ikuphela ukuthi lakho umoya singukhulumile njalo ukuthi into esijayelekile ayisento entsha. Ukupho ukuthi abantu bezekwazi i-situation ime kanjalo. Ukuthi that's why abafana bekhala. But ukudlala ibhora abazalala. Ngaphambanisa lapha nalapho but ngiyathemba ukuthi bazadlala kuhle.
So
injayelo ukuthi elizweni lakhe ithela sayinto ukuthi try amangalisa. Once ungafaka ijezi leyana ukuthi ibhale Zimbabwe you represent the country yakho. Ngikuthanda kakhulu.
So according to you know Mzondi Mkhatsa, you know these things happen like what Mr. Momo was saying. He says at the end of the day he believes that the boys are going to deliver anyway. If they are having a job there they're going to do it. Yeah.
Regati dzokere kuna mo mo ripo iri parunara apa
ndiripo chamwana
pane Zimbabwe iri mugroup B mune zvikwata zvakaita seAlgeria, Senegal neTunisia tingati tichitarisa madraw aya inenge wafa wafa chaiyo ingabudirira here
ya inini ndoona zvangu vakomana vakango ma tournament akadai nguva zhinji ma game ekutanga vakakosha vakakwanisa kusakundwa mugame rekutanga handodaira kuti kumberi uko tinenge tiri right but machances edu I think we have got a very good chance because isusu tine the underdog take saka munhu isi anenge achingotitarisira pasi andiwo watozoona kuti timu yakatosimba it may be too late so I think if we win game rekutanga to point to where we will end panopera ma round robin games acho but I think we have got a very strong chance and isusuka we are not affected azvimboti zvete zvakaitire hazvina kana chekuita neperformance yedu wana tatotadza bora tatotadza because zvese izvi ndo control zvitori normal saka titori boy papa.
Okay, thank you so much. Stay on the line, Mo and Mzondi Womgatsa. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Warriors' road to Gabon for the Africa Nations Cup. Regeti mbende kwa Terry Gibbs. Totanga na mfundisi Richard Magadi. Magadi mkoma Richard.
Tinosimwa makadiko baba.
Aiwa tiri nani yedu parisei pajona apa.
Apa joni pari raiti regaitoredeze timu yedu
yemaurazi.
Tatungukushura nekudai mwari vakatungamira kuti vakomana vakafamba zvakanaka because vhiji nekuti kuti Zimbabwe kufamba kwayo ichatamba zvakanaka sekuona kwangu pamunyengetera tongoitawo kuti Zimbabwe neAlgeria ichatamba dro neSenegal vacharova Senegal 2-1 Algeria neTunisia Zimbabwe vacharova Tunisia 1-0 saka zvinokuzai kudai mari ikavapo akomana vakaya nemufaro zvinhu zvakanaka kuti vanhu vagone kupuwa mari kuti Zimbabwe yedu ibude since yakapedzisa 2004 tisati tova nevane zvati vakore 30 saka tosinodai Zimbabwe ikanditambawo zvakanaka kwainoenda kugabhoni koko kunyange nevakomana vane mari dai vasakurunga vasunungure mwoyo kuti vatambire nyika zvakakotambire nyika zvinorwadza zvazvo kushova mari asi vodai vatambire nyika yavo
saka mukoma Richard mari dzavo dzimaawana kupaya maoneswa nemweya mai.
Ndo ndari kude kuti ndo chimiro chiripo ah tivati sekuona kwangu ndiri mfundi but sekuona kwangu kuti Zimbabwe ndo matambira aichaita kune Algeria ingatamba 0-0 Algeria ingarovi Zimbabwe asi inopisa kuti ipa number 1 kana number 2
asi muri kuona ichienderera mberi
Zimbabwe ndiyengira mberi zvakwazvo inoendera kumberi kwazvo achimusodai vakomana vakaenda unotama zvakanaka kuti mari problem asi dai vakagona kusunungura moyo kuti nyika itambe zvosinzi chingunama kuti dai Zimbabwe yagona kubudira zvakuti nevatambi vakasimba zvikuru pana Nyasha Mucheku Kamabila Noji Musona vana Malajira nevamwe vazhinji Zimbabwe pari zvino inotamba zvakanaka ndioni chikundikana inini nekuti this time itimu yakasimba kwazvo
saka vari kutamba kusouth africa muri kuona vari kunyatsotamba zvakanaka here pamunombovaona
vari kutamba kusouth africa vanotamba zvakanaka zvinomwisa mvura kwazvo maplayer ari kutamba munosouth africa anotamba zvakanaka zvikuru anotamba bhora rinomwisa mvura kwazvo saka tiri kuona kuti iyo Zimbabwe shaidzi this time around inotamba zvakanaka hatimbotyi kuti senegal imaplayer akawana tamba overseas kauti algeria naizvo sizakuina kuapcon kubudzwa kuti zimbabwe this time inofa kuti ichiwina uko kutanga ndo pane munyama wetu yedu ipapo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi richard
mufundisi moyo ya
tinotendafundisi moyo okay tinotenda zvikuru
maita zvakanaka muchida kuri kufonera marudingave nemi koko
aiwa nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru
bye
bye bye for now Gibbs
sipinda futi
umfundisi
kuti nomfundisi
against Algeria 0-0 against Senegal Zimbabwe win 2-1 and Zimbabwe beat Tunisia 1-0
aha so utopupile kombe profitile sibi yesibona ke silovusi undlovu bamandlovu kunjani khona apho khona
yaphila Mr. Keith niphila njani ngapho ephesheya
no siphile kahle ungabuka ngkhona usegoli unga
hayi ngila egoli
kunjani egoli
hayi egoli izolibelifini weekend yonke azange siyiboni nje vele besihlalele endlini
nansi-ke Warriors versus iCameroon kuqala ekusasa ubonani kuyaphumani khonapho
futhi yazi ukuthi laphana kunzima ngoba yabona uCameroon ile nto amaclub adevelophile kakhulu yabona ezibona ngathi kuzaba kubi ngoba abafana bayethu yazi hayi indaba vele once waxega ekhaya yazi mase siyaphandle vele usuwiki yabona
ye kunjalo so nxa sokubuya ke ku-AFCON siyabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ile Algeria Tunisia le Senegal kuyafiwa la
vele yilento phana nje vele yilento igroup yilento idethi yilento igroup yedethi vele aase abafana bethu bona banesifiso sokuthi bangaphumelela kodwa indaba nje ukuthi nje suke qede emalini ukuthi sibaxhase thina bona
Bomme abantu kumele benzeni phela babandlovu. Kanti lina lincedi lapha lapho bakisandla nje.
Yasifaka kodwa indaba ukuthi into mayingahlangananga kahle yabo. Kuthe kukhule nto kungabi nento e right yabo. Ngoba manje yabona mina ngesingami ngilaye lento egoli kodwa ngine lento ngine business ekhaya yabo.
So uthi kuhlupha ukuthi imali uyithathe uhambise kuzifa
ya into yokuthi nje yabona ilento ibhola lasekhaya into besifisa ukuthi ilento yonke lento efana nama-sports ingaqala from the school level iziyefika kulento ku-national level ya understand ya so in that way kuyafuneka ukuthi nathi sibe nelento norhulumente abazo-understandayo ozazwisisana nathi from the bottom to the top iunderstanda sikwazi nathi ukuxhasa ngezimali nathi sixhasa izwe lethu ukuthi at least nathi noma sisiya kuma-olympic noma sisiya kuphi kumalento kuma-world cup sazi ukuthi sisponsa izwe lethu iunderstanda
yes sesikhuluma-ke nxa sibona ngemidlalo ubona ngani Algeria versus Warriors kungaba ingaki?
Hey, lapho is difficult. Maybe kungaba i-1-0 kodwa ke abafana ne Algeria let's say 1-0 le khona lapho.
Yeah, we win le yipi manje?
Algeria, of course, comfortable lapana when Algeria I 19 years in life. And I'm a player that can have a comfortable, I got a problem. Then I believe that, of course, end of the day, they'll have a win.
Oh yebo phela hayi kuhle kakhulu ke iTunisia la Senegal inxa la ubona njalo futhi uthi inxa kungaphuma njalo kumbe ulo munye umbono
iTunisia ne Senegal hayi Senegal yoni iwithi iTunisia izawina
yebo phela awuboni ke Ndlovini usebenzile mfowethu ngokuthi ungene phela ku program lamhlanje hlala ubuya phela
ngiyabuya futhi arasininga ngichinga bayo kwenyini akasi sizabuya nathi khona ngapho phesheyayo wathi sininxuse sithi buyani sizocelebrate guys otherwise we've been together for some time yabo
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Endlovu ungadinelwa kusasa ba
okay ubusuku obuhle kini
ye lawo kube njalo mfowethu sibonela kakhulu bona imuli yakho
kakhulu
so that was Vusi Ndlovu according to Vusi you know he says Zimbabwe is likely to be beaten by Algeria and maybe try to salvage a draw against Tunisia and then win against Senegal. So he says Senegal is a little bit weak. He says he's got business in Zimbabwe, but he can't support the Warriors right now. The reason, can you make a guess? He says, you know what, your money can be wasted.
Yeah.
Because he says you need a government that can take care of sports from grassroots up to, you know, a certain level. So he says you cannot just join a train. Maybe that is about to derail. So you must start from scratch, you know, with that kind of team. So he's encouraging the government to say, start from, you know, the basics when it comes to some of these kind of sports.
And Mzondi, are people not underestimating Senegal here? Because I think on paper it is the strongest side, right?
To be honest, I'm not one to worry about our position. I mean, fair enough, we have to be cautious. But I've been reading through some of the comments, you know, people mentioning Said Mane and mention of Mahrez. We should be proud of our boys and forget about, you know, these big names. We have our own big names. We should be supportive of those guys. Again, we can't underestimate anybody. It's a competition which anyone can win. So we should go in there, you know, equal like everybody else. That's how I look at it. And I hope, you know, we'll move forward, we'll go forward.
Of course, there are 11 players, and you know, exactly. For each team. And therefore... I mean, you know.
I think it's been one of our biggest downfalls. So sorry to jump in. It's been one of our biggest downfalls where we are looking too much on the other side. I remember when we played Nigeria one time.
Okocha.
You know, you went to pick JJ Okocha. You went to pick Kanu at the airport. When he returned, you know, it was more like he was striking fear to us, saying, and you think to yourself, meaning I'm not important. The other guy is important. But it shouldn't be that way. You know, we're equal. That's how I look at it.
That's very true. That's very true. Speaking like a coach there, Mzondiwa, you know.
You know, I always wonder why Mzondiwa is not coaching a top Zimbabwean club. I'm not going to ask you this question today, Mzondiwa. I'm going to ask it some other time. So, so we see that blessing in Group A, which is going to have its matches in Libreville. We've got Gabon, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, and Guinea-Bissau. You know, Burkina Faso and Cameroon, these are very strong sides.
Indeed.
And you cannot rule out the 12th man in Gabon. Yeah?
Yes.
Whenever you've got some supporters, they can, you know, spare you on and say, okay, do what you can. But Guinea-Bissau, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah,
he's a good team, yes, but compared to these other three, I think he's somewhere else. Then Group C, which is going to be the matches will be played in Oyem. That's Ivory Coast, DR Congo, Morocco, and Togo. So Ivory Coast and Morocco there, and DRC.
Yeah,
these three are very strong.
Ivory Coast,
even Togo itself.
Yeah. I think it's another potential group of death.
Then Group D in Port Gentile, we've got Ghana, Mali, Egypt, and Uganda. These three, Ghana, Mali, Egypt. Uganda, well, yes. Ukraine can do something, but
for the first time.
Yeah. So now,
in I don't know how many years, 30-something, 39?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So now, looking at Group B, Mzondi, Algeria, Tunisia, Senegal, Zimbabwe. So out of these, we see that most probably Algeria has got an upper hand here, right?
Zimbabwe has upper hand.
you're doing some
true patriot
moral support, right?
We have potential to beat anyone. If we look at our material, and okay, maybe the other teams have got exposure in the respect that most of their players play abroad, and our guys play in South Africa. We shall probably compete as good as our league in Zimbabwe. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Ours is lacking maybe financial, but we are probably, you know, one of the countries that has supplied South African football more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. So we have potential in the respect that we are capable of beating anyone.
Kodwa-ke mzophela ngabantu sesikhangela lapha bade amzolapha uyazikhulumela Algeria madoda kuyafiwa laphana Tunisia uyahanjwa xa uzokuba uyiSenegal uyakwazi lawo
because lapha sikhuluma amabizo or we are talking ibhora xa sikhuluma ibhora then we are fair, we are equal. Xa sikhuluma amabizo, yes, they've got big names that we can't dispute. But I mean, I want with this criminal board, with who can we beat? We can beat anyone.
Yeah,
we can beat us. Maybe we can beat them.
Mm-hmm. So he's convinced Zimbabwe can beat any team.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, that's the spirit, man. Mm-hmm. So I think you can go ahead and, you know.
Okay, go and tell mom.
And, Mzo, I think, you know, one of the problems that, you know, Zimbabwe might have the potential. The preparations have not been that good. You know, a major friendly that they will play is only against Cameroon, because the previous ones, you only had like local players playing when they last played their friendly match. I mean, what can be done in future to make sure that at least the team is well prepared?
I think this has been discussed, I think, since my days. And it's a stage that we probably, you know, we lack. Because for us not to play all those big teams, it becomes a stage fright. When we step onto that stage, then we become frightened. That's a disadvantage on its own. That's a fair comment. Preparations are bad. They've always been bad. Whether they will change one day, I don't know. But always, that's the important bit. If you don't get it right from the onset, it becomes harder when you proceed to the next stage. But these guys have been, you know, they play top leagues, most of these guys. They play top leagues, and they've been active. It's not like, you know, they're coming off season. You know, most of these guys are still active. So I think they will go out there and do a good job. That's how I look at it.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke umoyo eCountry Park kona ngale kokubulawayo. Moyo ungawutshona njani?
Ona dube uthini?
Nompilile moyo, kunjani eKalanyoni?
Hayi, liyakhiza bhururi izizi lapha, hey.
Yebo phela. So ulimile ngale duzane lesikolo?
Ya, nginokuzisiminyana lapho umbhogo naye ukhanya muhle.
Oh, very good. So, ubona njani ke AFCON le buyayo? Zimbabwe Warriors kuhamba njani?
Hey, ambona yona izazama kodwa hey bayifake emeveni sekunzimeni lapho. Kuba nzima ungayiboni uma kota final yabisi imthandazo.
So abantu kumele vele
mbona sibili
bebambe imthandazo.
Mbona sibili mbona masibi special abo Algeria labo. Nele wabo pezpine sibili hayi angadlali lokhani ongani batshawa lo.
Ibhola libhola phela njengokutsho kwamzondi omgatsa lapho uthi ibhola libhola iZimbabwe ingawina noma kanjani ngoba labana bangu 11 lani 11 kathi kwehlulani.
Standard sakhona imesiyalayo phela. vangava uleven ivi vatitekeseva ufayini ngenxa yobunzima bake sebehlangane labo kodwa hhayi siyabe sibasi labo baphumelele kodwa hheyi basebuni singazithembisi
ye nxa sokubuya-ke abadlali obona ngazani bazasebenza kakhulu yibaphi obabona bekuma-Warriors
Hey mina ukuthi abafana laba abanye laba bayangikhutha amabizo abo mani ngiyabakhumbula umphinde mbakhohle ukuthi abanye zingangicaba babe besebhenkini abanye ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi vele i-line up yakhona ibibinjani azazange ngiyizise
yebo hayi kukahle nxa kunjalo
moya hayi i-line up yakhona ingikhuthile ngikhona nje i-line yakho
oyebo phela hayi no kuhle khonokho moya uphosela khona okugcina
ye kwathisela sibili abafana ukuthi badlale sibili bethi andobo semifinal khonokhana hayi lathi kuyasifaka phezulu ukuthi sibonakale ukuthi lathi besikhona
ye siyabonga kakhulu moya khona ngapho-ke e-Country Park kubulawayo ungathinela kusasa moya
ye kumbula ngokwiradio yazeyi mina umlaleli omdala usukela ngo-03 khonalo mlaleli studio 7 uzobe namhla angila noma okwiradio mani yakhala
hayi siyakuzwa bamoyo siyakhuluma laba phatha intambo sizo ukuthi bathini
khumbule madoda ngoba kungamaradio kwethu lokhu ha akubambi umlilo kangako amadoda ahamba
ye hayi sikuzwile baba ungadinela kusasa Yeah, so this is Mr. Moyo. He's in Country Park, you know. Maybe it's my setup as well, right? So Mr. Moyo says, you know, Zimbabwe is in trouble. You know, he says Algeria and these other teams are very strong. And on players, he doesn't even know one. Because he says, you know what, these names keep on changing.
Yeah.
He says, at the end of the day, you don't even know who's going to be playing or who's not playing. So currently, he says, I don't even know.
Yeah,
who is who, you know? So maybe there's some other people who don't even understand the type of players that we have these days.
Yeah.
We knew when it was, you know, a game against another team that, of course, there's Willard Kumar.
Yeah.
Of course, there's Peter Ndlovu. There's Moses Chunga. There's Joshua and whatever.
Yeah.
But what is going on now, you know? I think we have to ask Mzondi. And we knew if Mzondi was playing.
So is it a lack of superstars or is just the economy in so much that not many people are going to watch these matches?
I think it's the economy, to be honest. The last time I visited home, I didn't mention that, you know, people tend to go and watch, you know, the legends more than the Premier League, which they find the league more entertaining more than the Premier League. So in the coverage, I think people don't, you know, can't afford to buy, you know, the newspapers, which probably, you know, is the primary source of information. So it could be the case.
You remember, you know, when we were growing up, so you brought up an interesting, you know, point there. Oh, if those newspaper cuttings
soccer book
of the Muzos, the Peter Ndlovus, the Moses Chungas, the Joe Shambos, you know, all the big names, you know, and we were like 7, 8, very young.
Yeah.
You know.
And we have even the international players, Platini, Maradona, and all those kind of people. But now I think that's gone.
Roberto Baggio. Okay, let's go to Kunemwe Mtereri Wedu. Vasi J. Chivumba Magadi.
Tripo Magadi.
Ayo, atirinani. Kuri say, John?
Ya, jano kujirinani zaku.
Muri papi jayepo jayepo.
Muri pa Polokwane.
Polokwane. Kuri say, Polokwane.
Ah, Polokwane. Nindote mumbure gega ungona iwo.
Kurukunaye. Ayo, andoku titi kowe pakuru.
Hayi ndozodzoka yako toti tisasakoha mani
yawadisa manje
hayi apuwandisa
ya ipapo ikazowadisa hayi pane poita dambudziko asi nhasi tiri kumbotaura nenyaya yemawarriors muri kuonawo sei
inini mawarriors ndononga tiri kubudirira because ringatarisa negadzire yaakaita kuprepare pa iwo onini yo I mabora ao pane zvaisi kuita va kupedza mamakore apfura gore ratapfura iri pakaita gadzire yakanga kutowedzere pane zvaisi mboi saka ndinotarisira kuti ha nokuni improve one kudaidza kwakaita maprayers aimbotambirawo nedzimwe nyika vakaunganidza unganidza hapimi inonga yakatibatani inonga yakatibatani chinongodiwa kungoti ngavaimbisowo vatambi vedu tumaro zvokuti tingadai tikawinawo zvakadai vaonawo chokubata nokuti vanhu vatambo inazozoita kumana toruzairichi vangangoti zvanzi endai kubhora mozongoone mari dzokuti maone pei haiwa ngavaimbisowo zvinobatisa
asi mune chivimbo handiti kuti vakomana vanobudirira
havano chivimbo chitoripo paamboisvisa timu iyeyo kochi iyo kutadza kuti anoziva zvaari kuita
mune chivimbo naye pasuwa
saka tinototi tinotovimba kuti tinotobudirira chete iye timu tiri kutotanga kutotamba nayo papapa tiri kutowina ipapapa
paalgeria
apo paalgeria tiri kutowina tofa kutotore mapoints edu ipapapa
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma CJ
totenda Mr. Jonga
muri papolokwana
papolokwana ipapo chaipo
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs
for the benefit of umoyo ubaba umoyo ekadlupake sipongubala some of the players that were picked by pasuwa so Mr. Moyo in Kandlupake, if you didn't have the list, here is some of the players. You see that goalkeepers, we have Donovan Bernard of Aumine, Tatenda Mkuruba, Dynamos, Takava Mawaya, Wange. Then defenders, Costa Namoy Nesu, Sparta Praha. Then Bruce, Bruce Kangwa, Azam FC, Elisha Muroiwa, Dynamos, Had Life Zureki, Capes United, Oscar Machapa, AC Vita, Club. Onesimo Pasera, Supersport United, Doris Mklanga, Chicken Inn, Teenage Hardebe, Chicken Inn, then midfielders, Denipiri, Golden Arrows, and Willard Katsande, Kaiser Chiefs, Kama Piliat, Mamelodi Sundowns, Utahashe Mahachi, Golden Arrows, Tinotenda Kadewere. Then Duka Gardens, something like that. I don't know this club, you know? Right? Yeah, it's a complicated one. And then we've got Marvelous Nakamba, Vitesa Arkham. Then strikers, Kasbet Malachila, Pitvest, Evans Rosike, Marisbeck United, Norwich Msona, KV Ostende, Nyasha Mushekwi, Talan Yifang.
In China.
Then China, yeah, Yifang. Maybe I got it right. Then Matthew Rosike, SC Straxian.
Then
Tendai Ndoro, Orlando Pirates. That's for the benefit of Mr. Moyo and others. Yes, because that's the umnums and a pilot in Mhlanga, Osenkai. Iba Mhlanga, what's your name?
Hi, this is my name, Njani.
Nyapila wakulu, Mhlanga, kunjani, kuna wapoke, Enkai?
Hi,
kunjani, kuna wapoke, Oskoboko?
Hayi ndiyathuza fana kithi hayi kurayithi kwenyaka wathi kuza kuyathembisa
usuke wadla yini isadenda njengoba kuthembisa kangaka
hayi ngathiyathezirayithi vele sesisika gift
ye ungigcinele sisodwa phela ndiza kuyenza isitathu uzabona tuthu khonapho
awufiki wena gifti sakutsho njakuzwa kuyo
mara zabuya seyinjengenjiva anyway ubona njani ibhola le
hayi abafana borayithi bona nje uhlupho ukuthi ilizwe lakithi ke
lingamangaka umdala umhlanga besazikhulumela mnandi nje uthi the boys are okay the league that I got from him the boys are all okay but the country is in tatters you know I knew he was going to come out with some other things but he says the boys are okay but the country is not good
Let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, what's wrong with Southern Africa? I mean, apart from Zimbabwe, no one else qualified, including, South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, Botswana.
To be honest, I think it shows that Zimbabwe is up there. If most of these, because if we talk of South Africa, which I think in that region will probably say they've got all the resources.
That's true.
And they failed to qualify. And as much as Zimbabwe has got its own problems, we made it. So I personally think we up there. Mm-hmm. We're up there. But as for why most of these guys didn't qualify, to be honest, I wouldn't comment on that. Mm-hmm. I can only probably point the finger at South Africa and say, you know, with all what they have, you know, in hand, they should be qualifying easy. But no, they failed.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I think it's the... Mm-hmm. I don't know if we could call it the... But I think the fact that Mamelodi Sundowns are the African champions, it means maybe we can safely say it's the best league, because I think there were times when you were still playing, so when people were arguing, is the... You know, Zimbabwe Premier League better than the South African Premier League? Mm. I think these days South Africa is miles ahead.
I think it's always, you know, the money for the side has always been that our league has never been, you know, ranked as one of the best.
Yeah.
At that time, simply because we lagged. The financial aspect of it, but if you look at material that we had then and what South Africa had, I think we're on par or just above them, you know, one bar. But it's always been the financial side. I think they are more organized, than us, or they're managed well, and the corporate, the corporate as well. They seem to jump in and make in numbers, sponsoring the supper. So I think that's where the difference is.
That's very true. Gibbs?
Yeah, ngizokuthenga umnumzana uPilot Mhlanga sependukile khona ngale nkayi. Yasikhulume ke ngokuchecha baba Mhlanga, ngiyakuzwa sukona. Usathi ibhola lime njani?
Hayi, ibhola like singaliwina ngomlomo, but ngenyawo angibona amathuba siphumelele ngoba
so. Kodwa-ke ubona ngalizani buyaphuma njani leZimbabwe? Yilo eliyayehluleka kumbe liyanqoba 1 or 2?
Hayi, navela amathuba angiboni silawo ngokuthi ngoba la ngapha umdlali inkulu abaezi zomuma wangapha ubazazama kodwa-ke
ye chetambichana Mhlanga phonguthi tsheku kancane ke ubuyele lapho kathi khona laphana sixoxa bonani bekumnandi. Ye mphinde mfaka umbuzo khona pho ukuthi wena ngombono wakho abafana bathi bafuna imali eningi, kambe ku-right ukuthi badinga imali?
Yebo, babunyawoaidlalele imali kulungele phina khona nizazuzaakuneswaphila ayiphoyihala baba.
So balungile sithi badinga imali lapho ngoba umsebenzi wabo.
Umsebenzi wabo bahlazenjangawo. Imali ayikho. Imali ayikho ngoba bathengisa kodwa njalo abanye umsebenzi wabo azange asifike kahle. Baphuzile abanayo isikhathi esiabaziki sibinanga nomsebenzi abekuthi abangcono.
Ye, awubona ke Emhlanga, sibongile kakhulu. Uhlala uphenduka njengenhlala yenza,
eh? Angeke ngibingelele imbijana khona for 50.
Ye, bingelele ivinu ama-players, wabingelele khona.
Hayi, ngibingelele abafundi, kero simhlanga khona lapho kithi, bashaya usikhulu, ngibingelele bakuthi imhlanga khona lapho kuphansi kwami. Hayi, ama-players, ngitayi bafana, sizami sabasikisekela, kathi singakasazi.
Awubona ke baba Mhlanga, awubona ke siyabonga. Ye, siyabonga kakhulu Mhlanga. Ye, sibongile baba. Bye bye. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye. So that was Mr. Mhlanga. Of course, his phone was up and down. But I was saying, you know, the boy is okay, like what he said. But he says he can't imagine the Warriors winning anything because they're coming from a country that has got a lot of problems. So those problems are going to follow them. to Gabon. So he doesn't see them doing anything, you know. He says, of course, they are going to participate there as part of the AFCON, you know, matches. And the further went on to say that the boys are okay to demand money because that's their work, you know. If you are working somewhere, you've got a right to demand whatever you want. Now they're using their feet. So let them satisfy the feet, you know. Yeah.
Let's go back to Umzo. Now, Umzo, talking about sponsorship, we heard the government a few days ago saying that it is trying to put together about $1 billion. Then there was talk of another corporate sponsorship deal from Net One, but still the players are not being paid. And there was also talk that CAF had released some money to Zifa to give to the players, and the players were saying they had not been paid. What's happening?
That's where the problem lies, because Zifa is, you know, has grown to be untrustworthy, and you know, these guys, they will never believe whatever is said until, you know, they see their paychecks. The figures that we mentioned, whether the government is putting that money or it's an empty promise that is, you know, just to show something to the public that they're doing something when they're not. We have to wait and see that. The next one, I'll probably, before I even mention all these figures, I remember there was a Walter Mataya, I think it donated something like $1 million. At some point, I think, when there were some problems again. That million, I don't think it's for the light of the day. Because, you know, they're still, in trouble. And the reason why these guys are finding all these sorts of figures is simply because they've had the money that is being mentioned, and then they think they need to be paid, which is right. Like the gentleman just said, it's work. No one goes to work, you know, for free. We go to work to make money so that we pay bills. That's the bottom line. And like I said again, I'm glad because the football fans, the football-loving fans, they realize that what the guys are demanding is fair, and they deserve it, and it's justified. As for the corporate world, to be honest, I think, you know, we need more than one. As much as Net One has jumped in and put in something, I think they should be more than... If we look at it, Coca-Cola, I'm sure, is still in Zimbabwe. Coca-Cola, you know, we drink Coca-Cola almost daily in Zimbabwe. You know, it's something that they have to put something back into, you know, not just in football, in every other sporting discipline. They do make money. We look at Netball. I'm sure, you know, they should be doing, as much as they are doing the, you know, the sponsorship of the soccer stars, they should be doing more. We are a drinking nation. Unfortunately, I can say that. I've seen that myself firsthand with, you know, the amount of, you know, drinking that happens back home. That's something that, you know, the government or Zifa or anybody should be approaching to say, can we have, you know, sponsorship towards, you know, such tournaments.
That's very true. Please do stay on the line. Muzondiwa will come back to you and talk about the payments. Let's go to Gunamkoma Mike Varukboskwana. Magadi Mkoma Mike.
Magadi Mkoma Bracing.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu Mkoma Mike. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu. Nhasi tiri kutaura nezvema Warriors.
Ya, ndizvo ndada kutoti nditaure. Ma Warriors tinowina kuti kwatiri kuenda uku. Tiri kunesa vanhu, tiri kuchisa vanhu ndechekuti vanhu tiri kuchamazita chete. Ya, because yaiva Algeria yekudhara. Noti yamazuvano yaiva Senegal yekudhara. Vana Tunisia taivaziva kare kuti vane mbiri. Iko zvine zvivanguva mazita. Saka mazita iwayo tiri kumavhunduka kana tichinge tanzwa mazita. Zimbabwe inowina. Ndiri kutsigirana nemufundisi vataura vaya kuti Zimbabwe ichaita drone neAlgeria. Vaicharohwa Algeria 1-0.
Icharohwa 1-0.
Ya, 1-0. Senegal is 2-1. Pane Tunisia i 2-0. Ya, ndo pfungwa dzangu idzo.
Ko panyaya yekuti vakomana vari kuti hatisi kupuwa mari hazvizovakanganisa here kutamba izvi?
Kuti havadi kupuwa mari.
Kuti havasi kupuwa mari yacho neZifa.
Ya ipapo ndo zvinonetsa baba muZimbabwe. Ki vanhu ava vari kuenda komirira nyika yedu kuti tibudirire mumutambo. But havasi kupiwa mari yacho, vakapinda pao president weZifa vakanga vavimbisa kuti ndichagadzirisa ZIFA zvakanaka. Iko zvinezvi tane dambudziko rokutodarika zvatanga tiri kare. Saka ipapo vana vanofanika kupiwa mari nokuti vari kuenda komirira nyika. Kune vari kudya mari vasingamiriri nyika, asi vari kumirira nyika vachinyimwa mari, hazviiti vari right kuti vadimande mari iyoyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Mike.
Ya, mukoma pressing ndikumbira kunzwa mari dzavo si Airco Coast neZimbabwe zvakatamba sei friend.
Vakaita mangange 0-0.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
All right.
Gibbs.
That's a very a good warrior supporter there, right? So now what is Toleke unomzana uSpasa Chuma ukona ngaleke kubulawayo. Baba Spasa Chuma kunjani?
Oh, sikona linjani lani?
No mphile school kunjani kubulawayo ngizwa kuthiwa ke izulu vela kuphume kuphandle lapha.
Hayi kunzima, izulu lunyaka hayi kunzima sibiya. Bona ngathi yadilini into zonke yawona.
Oye.
Hayi
kuzalunga, sathi sikhula la kudala lalisina sibili uzokutwa phandle kuphumeki, kuze kube nemvimbi futhi. Kodwa ke sikhulume ngebhola phela Spasa. Nanka ma Warriors bungani kuyahlupha po ngathi ningakhona.
Yazi ngizwa ngisiba nobuhlungu kakhulu kazi. Ilizwe lethu leli kungamanga kwalo kuhle. Sokubulela into zonke ngoba kathi singazikhangela abantwana izolo babekele ukuthi bayenzele idina ngitsho nje. Kodwa kuyehlule ke ukuthi basuke laphana abantwana kababhatali. Abantwana kumele baphiwe imali, izisa angikwazi ukuthi dala sakhuluma ngakho ukuthi abantu laba abaxotshwe kufuna into kuzinentsha. Ngibona nomuntu ongenelele wathembisa kodwa kula lento ayenzayo lapha kukhanya sebulalawo kakhulu kazi. Abantwana kumele baphiwe imali. Ngoba impilo yakhathi sikhele ilizwe leli kalilala ukuthi bamele ilizwe bazadla kanjani. Njengoba ngibona besukumile yathi sibahambeke ngamaqamuqamu, abebehambe ekuseni, abebehambe ngama-1. Mele kusho ukuthi akuna lutho ngale sizatshaywa kuphela. Akuna nto esizaphuma layo ngoba vele sekunesikhubo esikhona. Kungamela kube nesikhubo phakathi. Kanti singathi zayihlulwa ngo-Uganda abanike ama-500,000 something. Into kuze ukuthi i-team yabo ukuthi ihambe ithwele. Nesiyehlule ngamazwe alobuya nganjani, kutshoni kithi.
Ya, kukhanya kulobu zima sibili. So ke ubona ngani babuya bezilengisela izandla?
Ya kutheki. Baba?
Babuya belengisa izandla nje.
Lapha vele kangisaboni lutho mfowethu. Njengoba kathi siyabona ukuthi bahambe beqhamukile vele afana kusela tanzi lukhona laphana. Laphana bezilengisa izandla vele siyaxotshwa nge-first round vele siyaphuma laphana. Novele ngamboni lutho laphana luzabalunga laphana. Ngoba vele abantwana bakhutshiwe kudala. Ngoba ngakhangela nge-statement yakhuluma ngolwana umuntu ebabutanisile mhlakwana vele khulumele eceleni vele kakwazi ukuthi ukhuluma njani labantwana. Into engayiyacaphula lathi siyinje lapha sidanile ngoba abantwana kade besiyamela thina kutho ukuthi vele siyadliwa kuphelelela kulanto esizaphuma nayo laphana.
Ye, so singathi umahluko phakathi kamnumzana uPhilip Jiyangwa loCuthbert Dube sokuyini nxa sokunje?
Kathi sikhangani sokuwethi kakhulu uCuthbert Dube wayengcono. Ngoba saka sisukuma sibili kodwa siyodlala kungena ukuthi abantu bakhaleli akho sokuwesi lokhu.
Hayi, siyabuza kakhulu
ukuthi sokuwesi sibili wayethembisile kodwa ukuthembisa koko la kula lutho lukhona lapha. Sokuwesi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa eJuma baba. Kodwa ke ubona zani ke umdlalo wokuqala ungahamba njani Algeria versus Zimbabwe ungaphumani kona?
Algeria versus Zimbabwe. Kodwa ngibona ngani siya laphana nje ngakungathiko ukuthi isikhubo esikhona sibili ngabantwana behambe kahle. Hayi, vele anishake sayitshaya laphana. Vele sekungiba libizo laphana singadlula kwesikhathi beyi-1-0. Ishaya nge-1-0.
Uboni ke sibongile kakhulu Juma.
Hayi, kulungile baba.
Ye, golide baba ungathina kusasa. So that was Mr. Spasa Chuma in Bulawayo. You are saying that you know, the Zimbabwe economy is not doing well. So, like what the previous people were saying, that maybe this is going to follow them to Gabon. And he says Zifa is not doing well, you know. He says now indications are that Mr. Cuthbert Dube was far much better than Mr. Philip Chiyangwa, mm-hmm. in the sense that he says these players are going in threes, mm-hmm. twos, and so forth. He says this has never happened to Zimbabwe in soccer, never, according to him. And he says that at the end of the day, you know, it's not good for guys to go to Gabon when they're so disappointed. They need that kind of moral booster. But if they go there and they're having these problems, he doesn't like it at all. Mm-hmm. He says maybe Zimbabwe will be knocked out in the first round, and that's it. So sizwe ke silomnumzana uMabuza lapha efoneni. Eh Mabuza kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Yeah, akubuze sizwe. Kumbe yime ngikubuza.
Hayi, nami ngiyabuza nawe ungabuza kwa lapho.
Yeah, mara ngikubuze Mabuza. So ke ubona ngazani kuya hamba njani kona ngale Gabon.
Ubuhlungu lowe ngibuzo ngendawo yakithi yaseGwanda. Silokusazala sizoba eTizulu lisina akaze limoshe ngale ndlela imoshe yakhona.
Yeah, ngizothwala limoshe kakhulu ye.
Limoshe kakhulu abasamlanga nasazalwa elokhu enjalo izulu lisina silima kodwa manje angilazi linjani leli. Okay. Ngicabanga mina lapha especially ishu yezifa leni. Mhlawumbe kuyadingeka ke sikhophe lokhwana okwakwenziwa eZambia ukuthi kishintsheke ifake ukhalusha laphana kwaso citizen yabo laphana. Mhlawumbe nathi masingathola i-legend mhlawumbe umuntu owazi i-pain yokusela imali maye ngomdlali esibenzile. Kambe basi ngasithole nje emergency ke sike sesikope nje abantu bonke yafaka ukhalisha lapha
siyaphuma
naye afone kulelo kwenjani
government
yabo ngeke nathi ngasikope kwalo kwana ngoba lamadoda lapha afana nabo Chiyangwa Cardet nebesicabanga ukuthi Chiyangwa naye ngoba engeke ukuthi uCardet duwe maybe kuzoba ne change but uyabona umntu yena uzokuqala ukuba waste futhi maybe nalo wese uzomthola futhi uzoba waste ake sithole nje emergency ke sikope nje ukuze Zambia ukwenza eZambia
laba nje ngomzolo laba bakhona ngona phe kuhlelo uyabona into ezinjalo he
so issue lona lona ikule tournament iAlgeria ngizwa abantu ngathi bayesaba Algeria Algeria ngesikhathi esiningi wathacabanga sike sayishaya futhi kula ma-tournament edlile ihlala nje nawo abadlali kodwa ukuthi ethule iZimbabwe uyawuthanda ukube nzima otherwise iwin yayo kuvame ukuba yi-draw
yakhumbula
last game esakusadlala nayo yayithi iwin nje sidlala sesidlala nayo kwalapha Algeria nagcina futhi isiwina 2-1 sagcina siyiqualiza kusoba yi-2-2
nakuntu
okuyiwin yabo yokubhinileyo kwafanele ngabayitholile so noma ngingazi be nama-players anjani kwanalapho Riyad Mahrez bakhona yabona but I don't think ukuthi bangaba i threat ku Zimbabwe bese ngisiza lapha na ku Senegal bangathatheka nayo nje ihleli nabadlali abasale bethe bangathatheka namanje no Sadio Mane inalo Musa so osetheke yabadlali abathele bekhona but bangathatheka bangathatheka last time yena abadlali ababe strong kule tournament bese bedliwa i Zambia lapha bathi wabendele benabadlali ithanda ukuhlala iqinile abadlali kodwa ayiwa win magene so angilubona uvalo line bona nje ngathi i win is right ola ku Senegal bese sithola ama draw maybe lapha na ku kulamalo kwindana amalozen countries iAlgeria ne Tunisia
ngoba
ke Tunisia nje nayo mawagatheka vele ayisabeka inama players most of our players ayo adlala kwa lapha na experience ungetholi tusa yeli lapha umdlalo ngathi ukhona nje lapha bathi bani ukhazi lo lapha na England naye futhi akayona threat futhi kuZimbabwe sina ama defenders lapha
ubonike ha uyichayile sibili kodwa isikhathi sethu du lapha ke Mabuza otherwise wongile kakhulu eMabuza baba sibongile kakhulu baba. So that was Mr. Mabuza in South Africa. He was actually analyzing very well, you know, saying that at the end of the day, maybe Zimbabwe is going to beat Algeria and most of these other teams. Because he says there's nothing in them, you know. You can beat them and that's it. And but he has got a suggestion. He says, can Zimbabwe try to put somebody like Kalusha Palwa to be in charge of Zifa? Please, according to him. Maybe like people like Mzo, you know.
Indeed. Of course, Kalusha led Zambia to the African Nations champion when no one expected them to win. But Mzo, lastly, some people might say, you know, the players are acting like mercenaries. Why not just play since there are scouts there and then they have the opportunity to go and play in Europe?
I was going to mention that. I mean, like, you know, if people are quick to level players as mercenaries, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a job. It's a job that, you know, at the end of the day, people have to be paid for.
That's very true.
The unfortunate bit is, like, you know, this situation leaves players in a vulnerable place because they are open to betting scandal, a syndicate.
Thank you. So let's end on that note. Maybe next time we'll continue from there. Unfortunately, no injury time, no extra time, no penalties. We have come to the end of this show. I am Blessing Zulu. Thank you so much to our guest, Mzondi Womgatsa, former Zimbabwe national team player and sports analyst, Mo Moyo.
Good night, Zimbabwe. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.